One mistake Christians sometimes make is measuring spiritual growth by mood alone. If I feel joyful, I must be growing. If I feel peaceful, I must be strong. If I feel thankful, I must be close to God. If I feel sad, anxious, angry, or tired, I must be failing. But spiritual growth is deeper than mood. Feelings matter. God made us as embodied souls, and our emotions can give us important information. But emotions are not the only measure of spiritual fruit. A person may feel sad and still show faithfulness. A person may feel anxious and still practice self-control. A person may feel tired and still speak with kindness. A person may feel grief and still love well. A person may feel discouraged and still pray one honest prayer. The fruit of the Spirit is not the same as always feeling good. Galatians 5:22-23 names love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Some of that fruit grows in hard soil. Patience grows when life is slow. Faithfulness grows when obedience is costly. Gentleness grows when we could be harsh. Self-control grows when temptation feels strong. Peace grows when fear is present but does not rule. So do not ask only, do I feel spiritual today? Ask better questions. Did I tell the truth? Did I turn toward God? Did I show love? Did I restrain a harmful reaction? Did I seek peace without pretending? Did I apologize? Did I receive help? Did I remember hope? The Bible encourages this deeper discernment, and Ministry Sciences observes a similar pattern. Human formation is not measured only by emotion, but by repeated patterns of attention, response, habit, relationship, and action. Gratitude helps us notice growth that mood may hide. You may not feel joyful today, but you may be more honest than before. You may not feel peaceful today, but you may be learning to pause before reacting. You may not feel strong today, but you may still be taking one faithful step. What harms spiritual growth? Pretending, comparing, performing, judging your whole walk with God by one emotional day. What helps? Honest prayer, scripture, community, confession, practice, rest. Gratitude for small signs of Spirit-grown fruit. So today, do not reduce your spiritual life to your mood. Ask the Holy Spirit, what fruit are you growing in me, even here? That question may open your eyes to grace.